Welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Real excited to go out on the phone now to my two guests that I have waiting for me. When was the last time I was able to say out loud, I have Romeo and Juliet waiting on the phone to talk to me? I'm loving this. Going out on the phone with Kaliswa Brewster, who is Juliet, and Alejandro Rodriguez, who is Romeo, coming to the Wharton Center February 10th. Good evening to both of you.
Hi there.
Hello.
I'm loving this. Okay, we have to start with the names. Kaliswa Brewster, who plays Juliet. What a beautiful name. There has to be a story or a meaning behind this.
There is. Thank you. My mom's family is from Liberia, West Africa, and my grandfather chose my name for me. It means let there be peace.
Oh, I love that. Okay, Alejandro, in fairness, we have to ask what your name means.
The version of my name, Alexander, is the anglicized version, and I'm pretty sure it comes down from the great Macedonian conqueror. I think it means protector or guardian. But the version that I carry around with me, Alejandro, comes from my great-grandparents. My family are from Cuba. My folks, in fact, were born in Havana, though I was born and raised in Miami, Florida. And that's how I came to be Alejandro.
I love both of it. They're both very exotic and roll off the tongue. You're coming to the Wharton Center with the production from the Acting Company's 38 National Tour of William Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet for one day only on February 10th at the Passant Theater. I'm excited about this. Maybe first we'll get a little background on the two of you and how you came to this production. You probably have a long pedigree, both of you, but just kind of give us a hint as to how you became Romeo and Juliet, and we'll go ladies first.
Okay. Well, the Acting Company is really committed to developing young actors, which is really exciting for us because we're pretty young in our careers. I trained in San Francisco. I got my MFA at American Conservatory Theater. I graduated in 2008 and moved to New York and was lucky enough to get a great agent there, have been auditioning and working in the city. And the Acting Company has been a goal company of mine for a long time, just, knowing about the history and the actors that have come out of the program and just, my desire to work with a real company, which is rare in this day and age. So I auditioned for the role and happily landed it, and I'm so excited to be on the road with these great people.
Very good. Alejandra, how did you come to be Romeo?
Oh, that's a fantastic question. And I somewhat like Kaliswa, had followed this company, the Acting Company, long before I got in front of them to audition. I was in high school when I learned about their pedigree and how their association with the Juilliard School. And I learned about them further when I myself went to New York to study at Juilliard, and I spent 4 years there training as an actor. And I'm also a recent grad. I got out in the summer of 2009, and since then I have been acting regionally as well as in New York off Broadway and upstate, and I did a show in Los Angeles as well. But when I got an opportunity after having graduated from Juilliard to audition for a company that, like I said, I had carried around in my back pocket, or at least the dream in my back pocket for so long, I put everything into that audition, especially for the part of Romeo, which is, I think, something that a young man of my interest and background, sort of, it's inevitable that you wake up and you are thinking of Romeo and fall asleep and thinking about playing that part, and that certainly was the case with me. And I poured my all into the audition, and I got looked at 3 or 4 times and paired up with Kaliswa. And when they found the right match, they offered the parts to both of us, and here we are.
Well, and you talk about finding the right match and being paired up. There has to be a chemistry between you two for this to work.
I would like to say that there is, yeah. And I think it'd be rough going if it was not, if that wasn't the case. If there was stale air between us and not the electrified air that Shakespeare's asking for, I think it would require a lot more effort and pushing and bad acting. I sort of said acting with quotation marks, and I realize you can't see me do that, but the love that Shakespeare portrays is really a take no prisoners, all-or-nothing sort of passion that I think is one of the reasons why the play has been produced for 400 years so consistently. And it really helps that I'm rather fond of this young lady sitting right next to me, and it's made the process that much more real and moving.
And I feel really lucky as an actor, again, to be playing this role, and of course, to like Alejandro as a person. He's such a generous spirit as a human being, but also really generous as an actor, I've learned, that I really trust him on stage, and things don't have to be exactly the same every night, and he's just always giving so much and discovering new things. It's a gift to be able to have both of those things going on.
And I've read Romeo and Juliet and seen it over the years. I'm very much looking forward to seeing this. And I loved in the press release the brief explanation or synopsis. Romeo and Juliet embodies the brief joy of youthful passion and ecstasy, timeless and deeply moving. They love each other passionately as only teenagers can, while their family's mutual disdain and prejudice led to a revenge and an irreversible fate. How can you not get taken in by that?
No, there's so much going on.
I'm warm just sitting here reading that and listening to the two of you. The timelessness, the emotion, the passion, I mean, that's why this lasts again and again and again.
Yeah, without a doubt, without a doubt. And, you know, there's something attractive about the youthfulness of the play. Shakespeare wrote this play when he was young, and its core, at its heart, are young people, and young people among their friends, among their peers, young people in relationship to their parents, and then young people falling in love. And I think there's a youthfulness that adds a vitality and an energy to the show. And as I said, there's something about this particular romance, how impulsive, how consuming it is, that is very sexy, if I can say so. And also, like you said, just reading it, it draws you in, and I think our production lives up to that.
We've actually, you know, one of the greatest things about touring and going to different communities, you're able to, like, feel responses from different types of audiences. And one of the things that the acting company has been able to do is have a whole bunch of student shows for us where we're interacting with students, and a lot of times we'll do these morning shows where the audiences are a whole bunch of schools. And it's crazy how much students get from the show that adults don't. And in talkbacks after, we've all kind of talked amongst ourselves about how the students are like, wow, Shakespeare's so racy, it's so fun, there's so much going on, it's so alive. And that's really the spirit and the energy that we want, you know, people to feel and see when they come. It's a visceral, live experience.
Ooh, that's a good word, visceral, live experience. And just listening to the energy, we talked about energy, the energy that you two have for this, that's sexy. I mean, and yes, we can say that, Alejandro. That's sexy.
Oh, girl, thank you. Thanks.
What do you two love about the theater? I mean, what pulls you in every day?
Thank you. I have to say thank you for letting me answer a question like that. I am a devotee and a disciple of the live theater experience, and although actors in 2011 have to find a way to pay their rent via all sorts of work in various mediums, in screen work and in classrooms and when they can in plays as well, but I have a particular thing, you know, for lack of a better word, for the live theater experience, and there are many reasons for that, Cheryl. One of which is that there is no more direct and immediate way of putting human beings in front of human beings so that we can watch each other operate and watch each other make mistakes and actions and miscommunicate, as well as, you know, fully communicate well and fall in love and find joy in tragedy. And I really feel Shakespeare called it holding the mirror up to nature. And although I think each art form and each discipline does that in its own way, certainly music and dance and visual art does do that. In my humble opinion, Cheryl, the live theater experience is the one that does it in the most direct and thorough way, because you're actually putting breathing, thinking human beings in front of other human beings in a very condensed and concentrated way, so that we can share what it's like to be alive on this planet with each other. And I think that there's no more purposeful, no more, how should I say, significant office that I can think of, and it's kind of why I've devoted all my time to it.
Well, I Go agree ahead. With everything that he said. And also to add to that, there's something amazing about being able to, and of course there is contemporary theater, which I love as well, but there's something amazing about being able to put ourselves in these classic, again, timeless plays that have been done for years and years and years, and find out what they mean to us today, what they mean to the audience today. You know, our director, Penny Metropolis, talked about, you know, this play, Romeo and Juliet, we can't kid ourselves about it. We're not the first people to ever play these roles. It's not like we're trying to invent some crazy interpretation to make people fall in love with the story. It's great because it's great, and it's been fun to find out who Juliet is in me as opposed to who she is to other people, you know?
Yep. Well, great answers. I look forward to maybe even having a chance to meet the two of you when you're here in town, and I can't wait to see the show. It's been a delight to talk to you both.
And we would greatly appreciate getting to meet you. So if you stick around after the show for a minute, we would be happy to make ourselves available and get to meet you face-to-face, Cheryl.
Would love that very much. Thank you both so much. We've been talking with Kaliswa Brewster, who is Juliet, and Alejandro Rodriguez Romeo, coming to the Passant Theater at the Wharton Center on February 10th. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.